You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on a Thursday afternoon broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, and I like to play dope beats. I like to chat with dope people doing amazing things, and I talk about food. The weather is not as warm today, so I hope you are, you know, got that sweater on. It feels like fall temperatures, but I'm not mad at it. I still am not mad at it. I'm very much enjoying it. Before I get into the show today, I do want to share info about an event that I recently just found out about it late last week. Starting today and going until Saturday, August the 29th, it's the Do It for the Culture Festival. It makes its way to Vancouver at Fortune Sound Club after 4 years of building a strong reputation in Kelowna. The festival was created by Tion Gibbs as a way to give Black artists across Canada more meaningful opportunities to perform, connect with the industry, and build sustainable careers. This year's lineup reflects how far the festival has come. There's going to be headliners like Sad Boy, Raheem, Arden, and Dreezus, Divine Lightbody, Sekwune, Ade Wolf, which I am going to be playing later on in the show today, Terrence Richmond, Samora, Mikey, Jose, Aisha, Daisy, 40K, and Cameron James, Tommy Phil, and Hush Music Party. So it is going to be quite a time. Not only will there be shows, but there's also going to be a conference portion too as well. I'm going to be checking out the Friday sessions, and so I'll definitely be reporting back next week. And then there's also some sessions on Saturday as well. Single day tickets are available now for $25 plus fees, and you can also get a 3 day festival pass for $60 plus fees. So there's that option too. And I will ensure that I include a link for tickets in the show notes today. But if you are at a computer, you can just head over to doitfortheculture.ca to check things out. Now, on the show today, I'm going to be sharing an interview later on that I did with Jessica O'Leary. Jessica O'Leary is a cookbook author who is releasing her latest cookbook called Some Good Healthy Comforts in the coming weeks. So you'll be able to hear our chat a little later on the show. And I'm going to be playing some tracks that I stumbled on in the CJSF digital library over the past week. But to kick off the show, I do want to play a few Dolly Parton covers. Sadly, Dolly Parton has passed away on Tuesday, August the 25th at 80 years young. So to play homage to a country music legend, here are some reggae covers. I am going to do a show where I play a lot of tracks that I grew up to hearing only the reggae version of it and not even realizing that there was like another version of the song. Right now we are going to play some homage to Dolly Parton, starting off with Cass Haley featuring Sundub, and we're going to hear their version of Jolene.
Compare flame. Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. Before the break, we had a Dolly Parton tribute, reggae style, starting off with Cass Haley featuring Sundub and with their version of Jolene. And then Owen Gray gave us Islands in the Stream, and that was a cover, a Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton cover. And then finally, Pam Hall gave us I Will Always Love You. Many of us know the Whitney Houston version, but many Jamaicans know the Pam Hall version. All right, so now let us get into the conversation that I had with Jessica O'Leary.
This is Nicole Hines with CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with award-winning nutritional consultant and cookbook author Jessica O'Leary. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I will kind of like preface how I got connected with you. I'm a resident of New Westminster, and recently I saw information about your upcoming cookbook in a New West newsletter. And since I love to cook and I love to talk about food on this show, I decided to reach out. So, you know, many thanks that you had some time to chat.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it.
Yes. So my first question is, can you talk about your upcoming cookbook? It's called Some Good Healthy Comforts. What is it all about?
Yeah, so Some Good Healthy Comforts is comfort food. So I have two other cookbooks, and the philosophy around those are bringing nutritious food to people that work around gluten and dairy intolerances or allergies. So this one, this cookbook really follows suit with that. It's, you know, transforming those delicious, nourishing, grounding foods, those comfort foods that everybody loves, but putting a healthy twist on it and also focusing on removing the gluten and dairy. I think everybody should have accessible and healthy recipes at hand where they don't need to sacrifice, you know, the flavor or texture and still enjoy those comfort foods.
Absolutely. And without giving things away, could you tell us, like, give us some ideas of some of the recipes, like the names of them that we might find, you know, so that we could get connected to that comfort energy?
Of course, yeah. So you're going to find a lot of soups in there. This book, I've really kind of focused on looking at different flours to create breads, like gluten-free breads. Okay. So you're going to notice there's some bread recipes in there. There's like a walnut, molasses, cranberry loaf. You'll see cinnamon rolls. You'll see stews. You'll see chilies, a lot of grounding root vegetables as well. Something for everyone, really, depending on what you're looking for or what you're cooking for. So,
love that. And, you know, the book is not out yet, but it will be out really, really soon. So it's going to kind of like be perfect to kickstart the fall season for, you know, when we really are leaning towards the comfort foods, the soups, the breads, and all the things. So I love that for everyone. Who would you say that the cookbook is geared towards? Like, do you have like a certain type of cook that would really like fall in love with the book?
Well, anybody, it's suitable for anybody really looking to be a little more healthier with their food choices, but still enjoy those comforting flavors and grounding foods. But it's very specific, you know, to gluten and removing gluten and dairy from the diet. It focuses on a lot of like natural sweeteners as well. So you'll find sweeteners like maple syrup, honey, and coconut sugar rather than like any refined sugars. So, you know, anyone really looking for a healthy twist on nutritious recipes will find great. This is a really good resource. And I'm sure there's lots there that people will find, as there's a range of everything. You'll find vegetarian recipes, you'll Nice. Find vegan recipes, you'll find meat, fish. So there's a collection of quite a variety there.
I love that. So something really for everyone. My next question then, though, how about skill level? Like, what would you say, is this good for a beginner, or is it like somebody who's a bit more, you know, advanced when cooking is considered?
This book is very approachable. The recipes are very user-friendly. They're well thought out on how, you know, the instructions are. The ingredients aren't complicated as well, very accessible to, you know, your standard grocery store. So ingredients are easily found. It's follow suit with the other cookbooks that I've had, and the feedback is that it's very approachable and easy to follow. So I hope this one kind of translates the same way for everyone.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, you mentioned that you have some other cookbooks as well. Do you want to like mm-hmm. just shout out those other cookbooks, because I have a part two question. So what are some of the other books that you have out there, just for people who are listening and might want to snag one of those up too?
100%. Yeah. So the first one is Some Good. So I'm originally from Newfoundland, and this book really taps into Atlantic Canada cuisine. So I was inspired by the foods there, the vegetables, the wild game, fish, those type of things. So you'll find a lot of those recipes in there. Very much focused on health. Again, removing the gluten and dairy. And then the second cookbook, it was Some Good Sweet Treats. So this one is completely filled with all your favorite treats, everything from breads, sweet breads and loaves, to cakes, to dairy-free desserts, cookies, muffins, all the goodies, kind of comforting in itself as well. So yeah, that one's just strictly sweet treats. And I kind of had the idea for Some Good Healthy Comforts while writing Some Good Sweet Treats. Cause they both kind of have that similar vibe of comforting, I guess, soul satisfying, foods. So.
Love that. Okay, so now my part two of the question then is, what has your journey been like becoming a cookbook author? I'm sure that there are listeners think that, you know, hearing you right now and being like, I always wanted to do that. Like, what was your journey?
So I was introduced to the opportunity of writing a cookbook when I practiced nutrition. So I worked in the nutrition industry for about 7.5 years. I got into that industry because I was trying to learn about some of my own health concerns, and I wanted to transform my diet and see how I could help myself. So I took a nutrition course and really learned a lot about how foods could affect our body and be beneficial for us if we're eating the right foods for our bodies. So as I was doing that, I was transforming recipes. I was trying to figure out what worked for me. And I was also serving clients at the same time, so getting feedback from them and just understanding what it is people were missing from their diet or what they needed. And that's kind of what kind of got me going, was creating the recipes. And as I started working with clients and kind of transforming my own diet, I noticed I have quite a collection of recipes here. And I was living in Newfoundland at the time and really working with the foods in that area, which is why some good came to life. Because I was focusing on, you know, what was local, trying to transform some of my favorites from my childhood as well. And just with the combination, I was able to, you know, come up with quite the collection of recipes. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll send this off to a publisher and see how that goes. So it worked out really well. And we've had a great partnership since the first cookbook. And the Breakwater books, actually, they're based in Newfoundland. And they've been very supportive through the whole journey, excited for every new idea I have. And so it's been a great partnership through the whole process.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that. And, you know, I do love to talk about food and cooking. And that is, you know, why I reached out. And I'm curious, like, what are you enjoying making these days? Like, what are you enjoying cooking these days?
Yeah, my favorite right now, I'm like, it's barbecue season, right? So I do like a good burger. I do like a good burger. I'm a big cookie fan. So you'll often notice or smell cookies being baked in at our home. Usually I try to bring some to our neighbors or share them with my boyfriend. He loves them quite a bit too. So, but yeah, I do. And I also like the root vegetables. I'm a sucker for roasted vegetables. So yeah, I'm all over the map with the foods. There's so many good options and so many delicious foods. And I know as soon as I get into the fall season now, it'll be soups and stews and just getting those grounding foods in. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, very, very similar. I love a barbecue, and as we're getting into the next season, I love the stews, I love the chilies, I love all of that as well. So very, very aligned. I am curious, like, okay, some good healthy comforts is coming up very, very soon, and you know, what's next for you? Like, do you just kind of like coast with the bug? Do you have other plans? Like, what's on the horizon?
The next little while will be definitely, you know, getting the word out about some good healthy comforts, connecting with people, really understanding nutritional needs of people who are interested in the cookbook and sharing those recipes so it can help them on their journey. That's really why I write these cookbooks, to, you know, help other people who are struggling to find yummy, delicious recipes that they can create themselves. So it will be a lot of that in the next little while. Usually as I come to the end of like the, the big push of a cookbook, I start thinking of ideas of the next one. So I'm sure that'll be coming up very soon. And next year I'll be starting probably on the next book. I haven't quite nailed down the theme yet, but I'm sure it'll be coming very soon.
Well, I would love to have you back to chat about